I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Plus is on the hot seat. He even admitted this morning he's nervous about this.
I don't like this at all.
Anybody I think would be nervous about talking to an ex, you know, about, and it's all about you. It's all about, you know, how you were in the relationship.
And this is what relationship report card does. Relationship report card is painful because you have to confront the people that used to be your boyfriends or girlfriends, and they will brutally be honest with you, tell you what you did right, tell you what you did wrong, and then by the end of the conversation, you have a little bit better of an idea of how to be better for the next person.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so who are we going to be? Who is Rachel? Exactly, when did you guys date? And as you remember it, how did you guys break up, and how did it leave off?
Let's see, we dated from, I believe, junior year of college up until recently.
What college was that, by the way?
Appalachian State University.
Okay. Go Penguins.
You know it. Home of the Penguins. Yeah,
is that really your mascot?
No.
It's the Mountaineers, I think. Yeah, the Mountaineers. But yeah, we dated junior year of college through about April of this year. Yeah, and it's been kind of on and off since. Like, she just recently came down, like maybe a month and a half ago, right when I moved down here. She came to stay for a weekend, so we broke up just because we're just at different points in our lives.
Did you let her stay in that crime-ridden neighborhood you call home?
I did not. But yeah, we broke up.
Come keep me safe.
Answer the door, honey. Answer the door.
Keep me safe from the weird man at the door.
Make dog sounds, please.
Hey, if somebody's at the door, I don't want to watch TV. What? Just get it.
Haas told us this morning somebody randomly came to his door last night, knocked on the door, some big dude. Haas opens up the door and the guy says, hey, can I watch some TV with you? Haas says, no, I got to go to work, closes the door. And obviously the guy was like looking over his shoulder, like getting ready to rip him off.
Yeah.
So there's this lore between the two of you guys that obviously you can't break completely free of.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of breakups and reconciliations.
Absolutely.
Breakups, reconciliations.
Exactly.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, you understand what we're trying to do with Haas here?
I think so. He just called me really quick and kind of said, but I'm not really sure.
He wants to know why you don't love him.
That's not it at all. Really what we are trying to do is make Haas more secure and a better boyfriend, be it for you eventually or for somebody else, whomever that's going to be. So he's taken a good hard look at his past relationships and really, really, really wants brutal honesty from you about what made him a good boyfriend and what things he can improve on.
Okay.
Why don't we start with the things that he can improve on, and if we have time, we'll get to the good stuff.
Okay. All right. I guess one of the problems that we had was that he was, I think, I mean, he's only 24, so I guess guys don't mature that fast. But
and now, you know, before you get into this, I would like to start this out by saying a lot of girls are really, really hesitant to critique someone, especially someone that they still have a relationship with. So I want to thank you. I don't know how you set her up, Hoss, but she seems more than excited to share with us what would make you a better person. So whatever you said to her, that's really great. So anyways, go ahead, Rachel. What's wrong with him? By the way, thank you for your openness. It's, you know, it's okay. Really refreshing after some people actually care about the ones they're about to rip.
No, this is constructive criticism. Right. This isn't ripping.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Like I was saying, I think he had an immaturity problem. He's not as mature as I would want somebody to be.
All right, give us some examples of that immaturity.
Well, he drinks quite often. he goes out a lot, and that's not. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. But it's just a lot. I mean, like a lot.
In a 30-day month, how many nights is Haas drinking?
I would say maybe 5 days out of the week. So I guess 20 days out of the month.
20 out of 30 days. And you say when he has a drink, he drinks to excess. So it's not just going out and having a beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and when he was drunk like that, did that cause friction in the relationship?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't really that. But when I came up, like I would come, you know, every other weekend or so, and we wouldn't go out. Like we wouldn't do that. And he said that it was because he had already been doing that all week. So, you know, he wanted to just time with me and not go out. And so it was kind of weird because I was like, okay, why does he want to go out every day, but he doesn't want to go out with me? You know, it's kind of strange. If, I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but it kind of was like, I don't want you to come out with me, like, and be with all my other friends, you know?
And my thing was that, being in the business that we're in, we're usually done by noon, 1 o'clock.
Hold on. Because this actually is not a forum for you to respond.
Oh, it's not?
Uh-uh.
I'm just supposed to sit here.
Yes, God. This is a forum for you to...
I want to come back.
These were her perceptions of maybe why the relationship wasn't as strong as it could be. So you just take it in, and then over the next 24 hours, you can absorb it all right. Okay?
I'll marinate on it.
All right, so we have the drinking thing. All right, what else could have made him a better boyfriend?
He could, and he does, you know, and boys are different than girls. He could have done, like, nice things, like, sweeter things sometimes. This is an example. He knows this example. We've talked about this one. I was in college for 2 years, and after he graduated, and he never sent me anything. Nothing. The whole thing. I got care packages and stuff from his mom. Bunches of times she would send me stuff. But himself, and even I left my license or my something at a bar one night, and he mailed it to me. He overnight mailed it to me, and he didn't even put a nice little, hey, here's your license. It was just a license, my license, inside of an envelope. And he mailed it to me, but didn't even write anything.
Look, I don't think you're so different from most 24-year-old dudes. So don't feel like you're getting beat up.
No, that's what I'm saying. A lot of guys, I wouldn't think, but I would do a lot of nice things. I'd always send them like e-cards and text message and send him cards and stuff, and then he would never send me anything. And so that would, you know, when I'm far away and we don't really get to see each other, it would kind of upset me, you know. But
this is good stuff. This is good stuff to hear. I mean, she's saying, look, you're partying a little bit too much when I wasn't around, and you didn't have time for me, and then you weren't, like, more considerate. Mm-hmm. You didn't go above and beyond. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that he's a boy and a guy, and y'all don't really think about that stuff as much, so I would try to, you know, not think about that, but...
I think her use of boy is interesting. That she thinks of you as a boy.
Well, yeah.
I tried to change that. I tried to say guy. After I said boy, I was like, oh, I should probably not say that.
Thanks, Rach.
Okay.
Do you think deep down inside he's capable of love?
Yeah. I mean, he's a good guy. I really like him, and he's really funny. and he's my best friend. But I just think he might need a little bit more time just to think the same, you know, about me. So,
did he take care of your needs physically?
Oh, God.
Yes, he's... Very,
Hoss is now in a fetal position.
I'm sucking my thumb.
It looks like somebody just kicked him in that area, actually.
Well, instead of that area, is Hoss a good kisser? Can you answer that?
Oh, yes, yes. He's a very good kisser.
Is there anything there that needs improvement?
No. No, he's very... That wasn't a problem that for me. That wasn't ever a problem.
Okay. Giddy up.
So the thing, I was just praying, like, oh, God, God, let this be over.
Mommy, take me home.
God, I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but you know what? Just one time.
I'm trying to click my heels right now. Take me somewhere else.
All right, Rachel, give us one more thing that Hoss could work on with his next girlfriend, or if the two of you guys decide that you're going to get back together for the 9th or 10th time, that he can make it better this next time.
I think maybe be more patient. Sometimes when he gets agitated, he gets agitated kind of easily with me. I guess because we were together for so long. I think that he just needs to be more patient and be nicer and considerate. And that's all. But he is a good guy. He really, I don't want to end on this is what you need to do. No. He's a really nice guy.
Well, don't you worry, because the only thing that he heard today was that he's a good kisser and he's good in bed.
Yeah. He thinks everything else is blocked out. Everything else is perfect.
I think that's really good stuff there. There's got to be something going on between the two of you guys because you keep getting back together.
Yeah, I mean,
so there's
something
there.
Yeah, there is. I mean, and we've had conversations over the past couple weeks and stuff like that, but I'm just really confused right now. I don't know really what I want to do with my life and everything, and I just moved down to a new city and stuff like that. So I've got some thinking to do, but, I mean, she's an awesome girl. I love her to death, and, yeah, like I said, I'm a great kisser. So
that's all he got out of her.
You didn't say that. She did.
No, yeah.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino,
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.